Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Perhaps you missed it last weekend. The Dream Act went up in smoke.
This is a very bad piece of legislation, and it's being presented at a time when we have massive illegality at our borders.
They were brought here by parents fleeing dictatorships, fleeing oppression, sometimes fleeing dire economic circumstances, but above all, they made no choice in that.
Lawmakers talking about giving illegal immigrants who graduate from college or serve in the military a path to citizenship. A reasonable idea? Kind of like imagining immigration reform, the next step for U.S. immigration policy in your dreams. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to try to dream up a conversation on the next step for U.S. immigration policy now that the DREAM Act is not going to be it. It's Tuesday, December 21st. Celeste is out for the holidays. I'm joined once again by Majora Carter. Good morning, Majora.
Hello, John, and hello, America.
Host of American Public Media's The Promised Land. We're going to talk about immigration reform.
All right.
In just a moment. First, let's get a check of the news story. There you go. That's right. The top news story begins in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Senior U.S. military officials are reportedly looking to expand special operation ground raids into Pakistan. That's according to our partner, the New York Times. Military officials reportedly say ground raids in Pakistan would help capture militants and increase intelligence access. But it could also come with a real risk of civilian casualties, further alienating Pakistan's support of the war. The plan has not yet been approved, and NATO is denying the report. U.S. Census results are out later this morning. Demographers anticipate the population to have reached between 305 and 312 million in the U.S., that's a 9% growth rate. It would be the slowest growth rate since 1940. The National Conference of State Legislatures spokesman Tim Story says the political stakes are high in the 2010 census.
You can bet that partisans will be seeking every angle to come out on top because they know that redistricting plays a key role in sort of who has a head start in an election for a legislative body, whether it's the U.S. House or state legislature, city council for that matter.
Texas is projected to pick up 4 seats in the House of Representatives and 1 each for Florida, South Carolina, Nevada, Utah, and others. Toyota has agreed to pay $32.4 million over its handling of recalls. The fine addresses 2 separate recalls of accelerator pedals and steering wheels, brings total penalties Toyota has paid to nearly $50 million, $30 per car sold in the U.S. this year. The Federal Communications Commission is expected to announce new rules about providing internet access today. The net neutrality regulations would prevent internet providers from playing favorites among websites. The Senate could vote on a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia today as supporters push to gather the 66 votes necessary for ratification. The New START treaty has been stalled by Republicans who feel Congress has pushed too many measures through in recent weeks. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Senator John Kerry says it's close to passing.
I anticipate we're going to ratify this treaty, and I'll give you the vote count after it's taken place.
The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Reserve are considering new regulations on corporate pay. The rules would require companies like Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan to offer half of executive pay in stocks or other deferred compensation instead of cash.
Oh, I wonder how that'll go.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be really popular in the holiday season. Asian and European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,478. The S&P opens at 1,247. The NASDAQ opens at 2,649. Coming up, actually, maybe just in lawn furniture, right?
Oh,
they
yeah,
pay
that'll
the bonuses
do it.
In lawn furniture,
mm-hmm.
Right. But coming up this morning, Long Journeys, the American slave trade, as it's documented in a new database. We talk about an atlas of the Atlantic slave trade. It tells an amazing story of how America came to be. Also, the winter solstice has a total eclipse of the moon. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson joins us. Did you see the eclipse this morning?
I did see a little bit of it.
Amazing. First, the story of illegal immigrants and the future of immigration reform in your dreams.